USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump responds to critical remarks made by incoming Utah Republican Senator Mitt Romney on New Year's Day in an op-ed piece in the Washington Post. On Twitter this morning, the president says, quote, "Here we go with Mitt Romney, but so fast," adding, "The question will be, is he a flake? I hope not." Russian news outlets reporting officials are detaining a U.S. citizen on spying charges in Moscow. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo saying the U.S. consulate is hoping to speak with Paul Whelan, the detained American, today.
We've made clear to the Russians our expectation that we will learn more about the charges, come to understand what it is he's been accused of, and if the detention is not appropriate, we will demand his immediate return.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
A toddler and two adults are dead after their vehicle crashed into a Milwaukee River during a police chase on Monday night. Divers yesterday found the bodies of a 2-year-old girl and a 29-year-old man after the car was recovered from the river. They say the vehicle had been involved in several armed robberies. The toddler's 19-year-old mother died Monday night after the car careened into the river during the police chase. The woman was pronounced dead at the scene at the time, but divers searched and couldn't find the other occupants of the car until yesterday. Congressional leaders from both parties have been invited by President Trump to a briefing today on border security at the White House. Border security being a sticking point in getting a funding bill that would reopen the government, which remains in a partial shutdown. The meeting at the White House will be led by officials from the Department of Homeland Security, and it comes a day before Democrats will be taking control of the U.S. House. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
By the middle of the century, scientists say the Dead Sea in the Middle East could be just a small pool due to the rapid rate that it's been shrinking. Scientists with the Dead Sea and Arava Science Center say the water level of the biblical lake on the border of Israel and Jordan is now falling by as much as 5 feet every year. They call what's happening an environmental disaster in slow motion. Ratings declining for those New Year's Eve countdown shows on TV. The three on ABC, Fox, and NBC saw lower numbers again this year, a 30% decline, according to The Hollywood Reporter. It was a New Year's Day tradition that continued yesterday, chilling people to the bone in many places across America. USA Radio's Wendy King has more.
Some people enjoy kicking off the new year by diving into ice-cold water. This one in Milwaukee. Lots of people jumped into Lake Michigan. These people explain the feeling.
Very cool. You feel alive. It feels great.
Most exhilarating.
Exhilarating, yeah. It was freezing, but totally worth it.
The Polar Bear Plunge is held every year, regardless of the weather. I'm Wendy King.
And a winning ticket for last night's $425 million Mega Millions jackpot was sold on Long Island, New York. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.